We are now going to move on to closing comments, and that will begin with you, Ms. Cervantes. As a reminder, you have 2 minutes on this.
Oh, thank you. So as I mentioned during the forum, I am a graduate of GHS. My parents are graduates. I believe I even have aunts and uncles. You know, my family, part of my family immigrated here in the early 1900s, so we're strong. We're strong. My son also graduated from here, and that was actually my impetus for running the very first time. I wanted somebody sitting on the board that understood what his experience was like in District 205, someone who could speak to the wonderful diversity that is in our community. There were times where he didn't see himself reflected in the classroom. There were times where he didn't think that his voice mattered in some of the classrooms that he had, even as successful as he was. And so that's why I sit up here, so that I can make sure that as we're making the decisions with policies and curriculum and educators and paying attention to all of the responsibilities that we have, that every corner of our community is reflected in those decisions, because that is important. As I've mentioned in the past, public education is a necessity in a strong working society. And I am dedicated to making sure that this little corner of the public education system is the best that it could be for our community and for our students' success. Thanks.
Ms. Rodriguez.
The past 4 years, I have invested more time than I thought I was going to on the board, and I am so proud of the work that we have done and so proud that my children go to this school. I want to continue everything that we are doing, that we are working for. I want every child to know that they matter, and to every teacher to know that we are behind them, that we are with them, we are a team with them. I want my children to know that even though they are Hispanic and whatever box that they check, that they will matter wherever they go. And so I hope that I can get your vote on April 4th to continue all of the time that we have invested, I have invested on this board to continue the work.
Thank you. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you. She said you can put your glasses on because she knows I can't read those notes without my glasses.
He's trying
on. But I actually don't have a closing statement written. I just want you to know I'm extremely excited. I'm gung-ho. I'm ready for this. I want to be a part of the board that guides this district into the future till we can become the best school in the state. I know there's a lot of challenges out there, but I know that together we can get those things accomplished. And that's going to be a top priority right there. I feel that I bring a lot with me if I was to be able to be elected to the board. I have been a teacher in this district for 27 years. I know some of the concerns of our staff. I know some of the troubles that our teachers face, the obstacles that they need help with. I have worked with the administration here. I've always been able to work with the present superintendent and come to some kind of a compromise anytime that we've ever met and worked on the different issues. I understand some of the discipline problems they're having, and I also believe that I could help with some of those problems with the education that I have. I have probably taught thousands of students from Galesburg. I consider all of them my own children. I consider my coworkers my family. I consider the community my family. I would like to work with the community, with the students, with the staff, and turn Galesburg into, and with your ladies' help, the best school in the state of Illinois.
Thank you. This concludes the school board portion of our forum. Please give the candidates a round of applause.